to give me this opportunity to join you at this retreat. Even though this is the first time I ministered to your church, but I haven't heard from your church often from Brother Samson, who came from the Seattle church. Maybe not too many of you know that he's from our church originally. And we regret that we have sent such a good brother to you. I've known Reverend Liu many years ago. But his hardest thing for an evangelist to do is to speak after an introduction.
It's very hard.
Oftentimes I had a feeling that I best not stand up after the introduction. But you know that I didn't come to give you anything for on my own. Thank you for your prayer. I've been praying for you. May all of us find deeper life in Christ this weekend. Before we open the Bible and to give the message, I'll ask you to forgive me because I'm not knowing the weather in this area right at this time. And I heard Rudy tell me that this is going to be rainy and might be a little bit chilly. So I put on my wool jacket. So keep this in mind, whether you saw it on the weather forecast on TV or radio, or even heard it from someone on the phone, never trust them. So I'm
going
to take my coat off.
既然这一次的主题是更丰盛的生命,
since the theme of this conference is having more abundant life,
我就在主面前仰望,
and look up to the Lord,
我就觉得这次功夫, 我应该同你们这五次聚会里面从约翰福音来看这个生命的道理,
and the Lord impressed me to speak to you from the Gospel of John in these five messages.
因为这本书是讲到生命的书,
because it's a book about life.
It
also a book about abundant life.
我不知道你们怎么样, 我有一个经验,
I don't know how you feel, but this is my experience.
我们传道人也好, 我们教会的弟兄姊妹也好, 在传统上我们一个错误的观念,
there's one misconcept that we either as pastors or believers have.
哪一个人一信主就劝他读约翰福音,
and that is, the moment someone comes to know the Lord, we urge him to read the Gospel of John. Because it's supposed to be a book easy to understand.
从这个language-wise,从这个言语讲, 是言文的也好,英文圣经也好, 那个字位是比较少, 是容易念。
And language-wise, whether in English or the original Greek, the less difficult vocabulary to understand.
但实际上整本的这一本书讲起来是一本很深的一本书。
And yet the book as a whole is really a pretty advanced book.
特别是对我们主耶稣基督一生,
especially about the life of Jesus Christ.
若是你看这本书, 你了解我们的主不单是 道成了肉身是个普通的人, 他实实在在是神所应许的基督, 是神的儿子。
And you read through this book and get the impression that he is not only was God, he was made flesh as man, and he also was the promised Messiah.
若是你念过这个前面的三本福音书,
and if you read the first three Gospels,
你再念这本书,
and read the Gospel of John,
不当我们发现, 这本书耶稣讲的话语最多,
not only discovered that it is in this book that Jesus spoke the most,
而且每行了一个神迹以后他一定要讲一个道理,
and he also gave an explanation, a message right after each miracle he performed,
那前面的三本福音书都不这么做的,
and it did not happen with the other three Gospels.
我们都知道圣经不但是给我们看见一些这个 historical events, 是个历史上的事实,
we know that the Bible is not just a chronology of historical events.
它这个是记载这个事实有一个信息，有一个 message.
But there's also a central message in it.
你们多半的人没有进过神学院的。
Most of you have not had a chance to attend the seminaries.
如果你要到神学院去的话，你会发现一件事。
But if you do, you discover one thing.
这些解释圣经的学，解释圣经的这个 courses， 或者是解释圣经的人，我们常常有一个争论。
All that is through all the courses that interpret the Bible or the scholars that interpret the Bible, there's always the argument.
圣经的话语只有一个意思呢，还有多个多样的意思意义。
Is there only one meaning, or are there multiple meanings in the word, in the teaching of the Bible?
实际上，这个争论从教父时代一直到现在，从来没有停止过。
And this argument has never ceased from the days of the early church.
特别是慢慢的，教会转到这个 liberalism， 是吧？转那个自由派的时候，就特别的注重说教这个圣经的话语只有一个意思。
And this is especially true when the course of the church turns toward liberalism. Then the teaching that or the argument that there's only one meaning in the Bible becomes more profound.
若是要讲到这个圣经的字迹的解释的话，确实只有一个意思。
Literally, yes, there's only one interpretation of the Bible.
我们每一个信仰神证的人都一定认为这是对的。
And every true believer has to accept that.
所以我们必须要找到这个圣经，不但是它字面当时的时候代表的意义，和它当时的环境之下，换句话说，它的 cultural background 啊，这个代表的意义，我们一定要晓得，也只有一个意思。
And that's why when we study the Bible, we not only have to know its literal interpretation, but also have to understand the cultural background that the time it was written.
只有一个意思。
There's only one meaning, one interpretation.
好像什么呢？
Such as what?
好像圣经里讲到，这个，若是人要叫你走一里路，你要走两里路。
For example, if someone forced you to walk 1 mile, then you walk a second mile with him.
若是我们不懂得当时的 cultural background， 我们不能够 appreciate 这句话的意思。
Without understanding cultural background, we won't be able to grasp the meaning of this sentence at all.
我当时在罗马的兵丁，在他的罗马国境之内，任何一个人，他可叫任何一个人担当他的一些东西的行头啊，一定要走一路。
Because according to the Roman laws in those days, any Roman soldiers can draft, so to speak, a person to carry his burden for 1 mile.
一定的，任何一个人。
And that's the law, and without exception.
主耶稣基督讲这话的时候，有那个东西的背景。
And Jesus spoke with that in his mind.
所以耶稣说，若是人要叫你走一路，你要走两里路。
And that's why I said, when if someone forced to walk 1 mile, walk the second mile with him.
若是有这样的背景，我们懂得这句话的意义是什么。
With that background in mind, we'll be able to really understand what he meant.
但是圣经不但是给我们晓得当时的时候的背景怎么样，而且它有它的意义，它的信息的意义。
Yeah, but the Bible is more than that. It also addresses to us a central theme, central meaning.
如果是用英文来讲的话，你头一个是 What does it mean? 这个话的意思是什么？
And in English, we can say that first of all, we understand what does it mean.
不但是如此，我们第二步要做 What?Does it say?
And the second step is to understand what it says.
啊，他这句话他的到底讲什么？
What does it really try to say?
如果我们懂得它的意义，你必须要懂得它历史的背景。
If you know the meaning but not understand the cultural or historical background,
懂得当时的时候这个字的意思是什么？
And understand how the word was used in those days.
而且在那个它的文法的技法里面，这是代表什么样的意义？
And grammatically, what did that particular phrase represented?
而且在那个 syntax 它在上下文里头，这个包括在里头，这个意义到底是什么？
And also understand from the point of the entire text what it trying to tell us.
最困难的，我们读圣经的应了解那个作者他用这个字的意象，他的想法，因为这个字在某一个人用是一个意思，在他用的是另外一个意思，像这样就很难很难了解的。
Always, as always, the most difficult thing is trying to understand what an author is trying to say is what he has in mind when he used the word a certain way, because invariably it's going to be different from the way somebody else used it.
实实在在讲，要了解圣经很不容易的一件事。
And it's indeed extremely difficult to understand the Bible.
啊，我们平时常常看，哎呀，尤其是我们中文的和合本，你我他我你，好像很简单。
And love, when we look at the Bible, especially the Chinese version, and we say, oh, there's just nothing to it. But it's not easy to try to understand this true meaning. And that's the work that's being done in the seminary level. But what is God really trying to tell us at this day and age?
And
it's not just literally interpretation. If it were, then the cultural backgrounds would bear no meaning at all.
好像我举一个例子的话,
and I give you an example.
亚伯拉罕叫他的老婆人给他的儿子到他本地本家去讨一个媳妇。
Like Abraham told his old servant to go back to his old hometown to find a wife for his son. And he did not want his son to marry a foreigner in this land.
那么我请问,如果是我们当时那样的看法的话, 这段圣经有什么意思呢?
Just looking at that passage, does it really tell us anything?
Oh, 亚伯拉罕那个时代,跟我们中国的时代一样啊,儿子要讨媳妇,要爸爸去给他讨的。
I said, oh yeah, sure, it's like just like the Chinese custom, that the father is going to select a wife for his son.
我请问你,那么神要让我们知道就知道,历史上的这么一件事。
Do you think that's all God wants to tell us?
所以你拿了这个圣经,对你的妈妈,爸爸叫,我丈夫是我嫁的,不是你们给我找的。圣经里面这个话已经故事了。And
therefore, as a girl, you would tell your father, say, look, this is dead, this is the old stuff, that I want to select my own husband, not you.
不是的,神在借助这个历史的事实,在对我们讲话。
No, God always speaks to us through historical facts.
如果是要这样看的话,
if that's the case, then the Bible really bears a deeper meaning.
那这个是很不容易了,
and that's the more difficult part.
我们一般的神学也正告诉我们这是什么意思。
Usually the seminaries only tell you what it means literally.
但是这句话语对我们有什么信息，懂我们发生什么relationship，懂我们什么关系，哇，这个不是神学院教的东西啊。But
this really not really teachable, and how the Bible will relate to us or trying to speak to us.
这也就是我们一般的查经班的毛病就在这里了。
And that's also where the problem with most of the Bible study groups.
一个钟头大家discussion，到某某里要不要discuss话题。
And spend a whole hour discussing the topics without knowing what they're discussing.
尤其是有很多人没什么准备，一读到圣经来了两个字，忽然间有个灵感，就乱七八糟讲到天边地阔。
And as in many cases, someone who just happened to have some inspiration about a short phrase in the Bible, and he started expanding that.
我们都知道神的话是灵，是生命。
We know the word of God is spirit, is life.
我们正是懂得他的话，每一次读的时候，对我们的灵命一定有帮助。
And if we truly understand the word, it is bound to help us in our spiritual life.
不过现在一般的教会啊，都是受这个近代这个culture的影响。
And yet most of the church nowadays are influenced by the modern culture.
大家都戒食。
We all go on diet.
懂我这个什么意思吗?
You know what that means?
礼拜天主礼拜把圣经带来了。
And Sunday, when we come to church, we bring the Bible.
做完礼拜以后把圣经放在书架上。
And when we're done, we put it back on a bookshelf.
到第二个礼拜天来就，这礼拜去。
And second week, you dust it off and bring it again.
所以我们也是 on diet, 所以每一个基督都瘦得很。
And that's why we have a lot of lean Christians.
所以上帝帮助我们。
May God help us.
中间有一个原因。
And there will be a reason to that.
因为你不懂得读圣经。
You do not know how to read the Bible.
你没有在圣经得什么帮助。
When you read it, you're not really helped by it.
就是现在经过这一些机械式的一种读圣经的方法，叫我们也得不出什么帮助。
And even the modern ways of learning, studying are not of a big help to us.
所以我们读就不读了。
So after a while, we gave up.
尤其是在一个夏令会，一个什么会里得了奉星了，哎呀，回去我们一定要读圣经了，从马太福音第一章。
And so often you feel revived at the retreat or conference, and said make a commitment to read the Bible every day, and you start from Matthew chapter 1.
读到马太十五章就不读了。
And then you drop out at Matthew 15.
下一次又受了感动了， OK， 这要开始读圣经，又是马太第一章。
And next time you recommit yourself, you start from Matthew 1 again.
又读到十五章不读了。
And through chapter 15, and you drop out.
所以我从来不讲这十五章圣经。
That's why I never preach on Matthew 1 through 15.
很多基督徒都是这样的。
Because that's the way with many Christians.
就是因为你在圣经里得不到帮助。
Because you didn't find help in reading the Bible.
所以你不晓得读圣经对你有多大的益处。
And you do not know how much benefit you can glean from reading the Bible.
盼望这几天不但是我们听信息。
And may God help us to not only listen to the messages these 3 days.
我恳切地祷告，求神借助这几个聚会，让我们每一个人真是爱神的话。
I pray earnestly that each one of us will find a love for God's word.
让神的话语成为我们的帮助。
That His word may become our help.
你知道的。
And you know that.
我们的灵命没有法子可以生成，除非有神的话来供应我们。
There's no way that our spirit life can survive unless we have the nourishment of the Word of God.
我预备在选记单这个约翰福音的经文，在这几次，请你们先翻到约翰福音第5章第1节到第9节。
Let's open your Bible to the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Start with verse 1.
约翰福音第5章第1节到第9节。
We'll read from verse 1 through 9.
我就时间的关系，我念中文的。 The one you have an English Bible, just follow me while I'm reading it. 当我念的时候，你们读英文圣经的人，你们自己看，省时间。第一节到第9节，约翰福音第5章第1节到第9节。这时以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做别斯大，旁边有个廊子，里头躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、膝起枯干的、膝都病人。 在哪里有一个人病了38年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”病人回答说：“先生啊，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。”耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。让我们有一点点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，现在我们打开你的话。
Oh Lord, thank you that we have opened your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit you have promised to give us. And we trust that you are in our midst.
这是你的话,
this is your word.
圣灵啊,
oh Holy Spirit, you have inspired the writer to write it. And likewise, ask you to open our eyes. That we may see the true meaning in your word. That our spirit might be helped. That our spirit life might go deeper each day. That we may have a strong desire for that abundant life. May you cleanse your servant with your holy
your blood.
And you anoint him.
拿去他一切的疲惫,
and take away all his fatigue.
求主你给他力量,
and give him strength, Lord.
谢谢你,
thank you, Father. For hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. John was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And he chose a number of the miracles that Jesus had performed. He said there's no way that all the books in the world could contain the things that Jesus had done.
不能就表明说是多得不得了的意思。
And that's to say there are a lot of things that Jesus performed.
但是他选了一些来特别叫我们晓得耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
But he has selected a number of them that we may know that Jesus is the Son of God.
这是很要紧的一件事。
And this is very important.
这是我们每一个基督徒的信仰的根基。
And that's the foundation of our Christian faith.
耶稣虽然道成肉身像我们人一样。
Even though Jesus was made flesh like all of us,
他完全像我们一样,
just like any one of us,
但他是神所应许的基督,
but he was a Christ that God had promised.
基督什么意思?
What does Christ mean?
哦, 我们知道这旧约的弥赛亚,
we know that all that means Messiah.
啊, 若是对一个不信主的人来讲,
and to someone who is a non-believer,
啊, 弥赛亚什么意思呢?
What does the Messiah mean?
哦, 他会说, 哦, 这是你们基督教每一个圣诞节的时候唱一个大的peace的一个歌。
Oh yeah, that's a great number that you Christians sing at the Christmas time each year.
就是我们一般的人，就是我们年轻的、年长的，说基督到底什么意思？
And to some of us older people, what does Christ mean?
你会 surprise, 你会惊奇, 有多少人不会了解这到底什么意义？
And you'll be surprised, some people do not know the true meaning of Christ.
有好多人信，真是糊里糊涂地相信。
And a lot of people, they believe but not knowing what they believe.
这样的信心是了不起的。
And that's indeed great faith.
对不对？糊里糊涂他能相信的。
And not knowing anything.
好，那么对于比较稍微懂得圣经的基督徒来讲。
And to the Christians who know something about the Bible.
基督是弥赛亚，受膏的 the anointed one. 受膏的。
But Jesus is the Christ, which means Messiah, which means the anointed.
好，那么受膏什么意思？
Then what does anointed mean?
因为圣经里面有三种职位的人是受膏的。
And there are three kinds of officers that need, requires anointment in the Bible.
那三种人？
Which three?
Come on, 那三种人？
The priest.
你从这个 weekend 我要讲五次那么我的规矩这样的我讲你也要讲的
So since I have to preach five times this weekend and my rule is that if I preach you will speak also
you preach too
you preach
too 这样你就不会睡觉
that's the best way to keep you from falling asleep
这样我们就大家彼此一起讲
So we'll be preaching together
他是受三中的一只祭司先知君王
That's the priesthood the king and the
是个先知
prophets
就只有这三种人是受膏的
and those are three kinds of people that need to be anointed
我们基督就到此为止了
so that's all we talk about Christ
换句话说他这个耶稣基督有三中之问在一起了
in other words he had all these three offices in him
他也是祭司他也是先知他也是君王
He's a priest, he was a prophet, and he was a king. Because mankind had these three needs.
That's it.
But to really understand what the word Christ means. What is priest? What is his function? And to offer sacrifice. Why can't anybody else do it? That must have the priest do it. Was he the only one? Was he the only one to qualify to do that? Was he not also the one who brought the blessings from God to his people? So you know what priest means? He became the mediator between man and God. And he brought man's offering to God. And then he brought God's blessings to graces to man. What does prophet mean?
Come on,
God speaks through him. Right? He's also the one standing between God and man.
君王什么意思？
And what does king mean?
在旧约，君王的意思是那代替神来治理他百姓的一位。
In the biblical time, he is the one that rules the people on behalf of God.
所以基督是个受膏者是什么意思？
So what does it mean that Jesus Christ was an anointed?
换句话说，基督就是我们世界上人神中间的一位。站在哪里的一位，或者是中保。
In other words, he's the one that stood before God and man. In other words, he's the mediator.
没有他，人不能到神那里去。
Without him, man does not go to God.
神一切的恩典要到人来接触他。
And all of God's grace will flow through him to man.
这就是为什么保罗每一次讲到神一切恩典，你说接触他，接触他，接触他。
That's why Paul kept preaching that all the God's grace would come through him, and through him.
So he is the one,
he is the one in the midst.
这就是为什么缘故，耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命，人不接触我就不能到父那里去。
That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
我们知道，律师是神，他是道路，我们了解这是两点之间一个通道。
Yes, we talk about the way. We know that that's something that connects two points.
人同神中间，它是个通道。
He is a way between God and man.
真理什么意思？
What about truth?
为什么它是真理，必须要接触它才能到父那里去？
Why is he the truth, and why we must go through him to God?
Now, let me ask a question. 真理是什么？
What does truth mean?
真理什么意思？真理是浓同恩浓中间的一个 bridge, 一个桥梁。
Truth is what bridges unknown and known.
我们怎么样可以从那个 known 到 unknown 的这个 realm 知和未知中间，我怎么能够进去？是叫做真理进去的。
How do we enter from unknown to known through truth?
那什么是生命呢？
Then what is life?
为什么必须要借助他这个生命才能到父那里去呢？
Why must we attain life through him to go to God?
这个生命是两者之间的 communication 最基本的条件。
And that the life is really the most fundamental requirement for us to communicate with God.
我们刚刚搬了家。
We just moved.
啊，那么在我们的门口神是不是挂了一个 plant 一个树这个羊齿草啊，一个 house plant.
And we have a part of a fern in front of a house.
啊，那么。奇怪，一个鸟来做了一个窝在里头，做了一个窝。
Well, strange enough, a bird came and made her a nest in that fern plant.
我们有一天发现，哇，里面有一个窝。
And all of a sudden, one day we discovered there was a bird's nest in there.
不但有窝，生了五个小蛋。
Not only that, we found five little eggs.
哇，结果出了三只鸟。
Well, three little chicks came out.
啊，两个蛋不知道哪里去了。
Two eggs disappeared.
啊，这个神什么高兴的不得了啊！
And my wife was so rejoiced.
但是奇怪，每一次我们一开门，那个老鸟一听见我就飞走了。
And strange enough, every time we open the door, the mother bird would just fly away immediately.
当他去的时候，这样走是不好的，所以我们走出去，轻轻地走，他还是晓得，马上就飞走了。等到我们走了远了，他又回来了。
And of course, it was not good for her to leave the nest when she was hatching. So we tiptoe out every time, but still she heard us and she flew away.
神是不是 very romantic? 就对那个鸟说，你不要怕，我们爱你呀，啊，我们照顾你呀，哦，不要怕。他还买了一个附的那一个东西挂在那个上面，我可以让它可以吃这个鸟食。
And my wife was a very romantic person, and she talked to the bird and said, oh, don't be afraid, we love you, we won't hurt you. And she even bought a bird feeder for her.
他怎么讲法？
No matter what she said,
每一次一开门出去，他就走了。
Every time she opened the door, the bird flew away.
很简单。
Very simple.
因为她不是鸟。
Because she is not a bird.
所以没法communicate.
They could not communicate,
啊，
right?
这就是为什么缘故。耶稣说，你必须重生才能见神的国。
That's why Jesus said you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God.
啊，你同神之间，你没有神的生命，没有法子同他有交通的。
Without God's life, you could not communicate with Him.
这就是为什么耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命，人不就是我不能到父那里去。
That's why Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是我们人的救主。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的中保。
He is our Mediator.
他是我们神同人中间的一位。
And He's the one standing between God and man.
Without
him, we could not go to God.
Without
him, God could not have brought his grace to us. And such an important person. But let me ask you, who else could have been that mediator? Who? Who? No one. We all sinned. And we're in the same boat. Including Moses. Not one was qualified to act as the mediator. We're all sinners like. Just like an American who was running for the office of Senate. He went to speak to the blacks.
他说，你不要看我外面是白的，我的心同你们一样的黑。
And he said, don't look at my skin, which is white. In my heart, I'm just as black as you guys.
世界上没有一个人有资格可以做中保的。
No one is qualified to be the mediator.
只有神的儿子。
Only the Son of God.
他是 sinless, 他是没有罪的。
He is sinless.
所以我们相信耶稣是基督，要同时相信他是神的儿子。
Therefore, we believe that Jesus is the Christ, and he is the Son of God.
懂了吧？
Do you understand?
这就是为什么我相信他是神的儿子很重要。
And that's why it's so critical that we believe that he is the Son of God.
懂了吧？
Do you understand?
所以约翰说，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且因信他的名得生命。
Now, why John said, I have recorded this that you may know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through him you may have eternal life.
不是 know, 是 believe. 是信。
To by
believe he is Christ and the Son of God. 就是相信他不单是基督，是神的儿子。
And that we believe that he is not only Christ, he is not Son of God.
懂了吧？
Understand?
除了神的儿子不能做基督的，没人可以做基督。
Except the Son of God, no one else could have been the Christ.
那是很要紧的一件事。
And this is so important.
既然是如此。
And if that's the case.
所以这些神迹不是单单给我们看见主怎么样行神迹。
The miracles are not recorded just so that we can see that he did miracles.
所以这些神迹的背后有一个意义。
And there's a meaning behind all these miracles.
他是在给我们说一些什么话？
He was trying to tell us something. Not only how the miracles themselves were performed, but through the performing of the miracles, he has another message. You understand? If that's the case, then we read the Bible with a different insight. We start studying word for word, not neglecting any single word. Let's find out what this miracle is trying to tell us. And here it says, that's for a particular feast. There's a multitude went up to Jerusalem. And near the sheep gate, there's a pool, there's a lot of people who are sick. And that's where Jesus went. And the Bible tells us, among all the sick people, he healed one person. And you know how long he's been sick? 38 years. And Jesus healed him. Have you ever thought of this question? If there were so many people that were sick, well, how come Jesus only healed one? Didn't the Bible say that the God is, shows no favor to man? Is it because this guy was especially handsome? And I bet you if someone who is tall and handsome would just walk in the door, the eyes of a lot of girls would be centered on him. And even the older persons would do that. Why? Such a handsome boy. That he would be perfect for my daughter. Because he's wealthy? We often give the wealthy people the best treatment. Is it this person wealthy? He was handsome. He has many doctoral degrees. Why did Jesus show special favor in healing him and not the others? What is the strange? Didn't say that God so loved the world? Why there are only so few that are saved? Yes, the Chinese church in North America is indeed prospering. But comparing to the growth in the Chinese population, we are really behind. And a lot of times I believe that the American churches in North America, the Chinese church in America, grows because of immigration. Not because the native ones that brought to Christ. Very few. A lot of the growth is credited to immigration. So this is not true growth. And through your growth, the churches in Taiwan and Hong Kong, they've lost.
On other people's expenses.
So indeed growing at other people's expense. This is not true growth. Why? Why is it there's so few? And this is the reason. That's indeed a very important reason.
Okay, the long story short,
because all the other people felt that they had a way to get healed when the water stirred up. And this person, he was totally incapable. He said, when the water stirred, no one put me in the water. And every time we read this phrase, there's no one. And I began to wonder, the world is full of people. How come no one could help him? Especially if you come from Hong Kong, Taiwan. Are there people there? And there's one whole area in Hong Kong called Mong Kok. You just have to stand there, people will carry you along. That's the people wall to wall. And yet, strange thing. when you've been sick for 38 years, there's no one there to your help. Even though there's four people,
定义来讲, 没有人,
to you, no one.
Yeah,
that's why we can literally be lost in the crowd. That's why we feel lonely. Especially when you're downcast, when you lost a job, when you have failed. You feel so lonely. And this world is just like this world, so all my spell is empty. And it's a pitiful feeling. Very sad feeling.
他说,
And this man said, every time I try to get in the water, someone beat me to it.
什么意思?
Why?
为什么别的人总没有帮助他,
why did other people get help and not this one?
啊, 你会发现一件事,
and you find out one thing. And that's the biggest difference.
那一些人,
and the other people, they were able to move themselves, and they thought they had a way to get to it. But this one is without any means.
如果是用你用我现在的话来讲, 什么样的话来表达说, 先生啊, 水洞的时候没有人帮我下去, 我要下去人比我先下去了, 如果是用这句话, 用我们现在的话来表达的话, 你是怎么讲, 怎么表达,
if we're going to express this word, said there's no one else to help me when the pool water stirred, and if I try to get in, someone else will go down ahead of me.
Oh, come on, young people, use English. How you express that?
What is the contemporary expression of this phrase, this sentence?
Sir, I am hopeless and helpless. Am I right? I'm just like this kind of person. 我是没有希望的，我是在这里等死的。哇，分别就在这里。
And that's the difference.
我们发现一件事啊。
And we find out one thing.
这些人自己觉得有办法的，总没有办法帮助他。
Those who had a means of themselves, they didn't feel they were in a position to help him.
Hopeless and helpless, 像这样的人,
and yet, God's grace came upon the person who felt hopeless and helpless.
我在传道的时候,
when I've been ministering,
我碰到有一个人,
I met one person.
他是一个军人,
he's in the armed service.
啊, 他来对我讲,
and he came to me.
他说你们讲道还不错,
he said, your message is fine.
啊, 我听了也很喜欢,
and I liked it.
我也相信,
and I tend to believe.
我听了很高兴啊,
so I was glad in my heart.
但是他说, 但是,
and then he added, said, but.
啊, 他, 你说人是罪人, 我不同意,
and he said, you said men are sinners, that I could not agree.
我怎么说呢?
What am I supposed to say?
我当时心里面就祷告啊, 我拼命地祷告, 求神老师,
I start praying real hard, real fast, and Lord, give me the right words. Don't forget, he is an officer.
如果说你是个罪人，你懂我这个什么意思啊?
You know what I mean? If I had said to him that you are a sinner,
你懂我什么意思啊?
You know what I mean?
你们还是不能 catch the joke. 啊，他是个军人嘛，对吧？你骂我是个罪人，他不是来打你的。
He's an officer, and officers in those days are not easy to deal with.
是神恩待我，让我后来想起句话。
And God indeed had grace upon me. And he reminded me of one word.
我说这个很难得,
and I said, well, this is indeed very rare.
啊, 我说所有相信耶稣的人都承认他是个罪人,
because everyone who believed acknowledged that they are sinners.
但你说你要相信,但是你不是个罪人, 我说这是第一个,
and yet you said you want to believe without acknowledging you're being a sinner. You are the first one.
我说,但是我们相信要祷告的。
But I said, in order to believe, we have to pray. So I opened the Bible for him. And he who pray upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, okay, I'll pray. How do we pray? I said, well, for those who acknowledge their sinners, they acknowledge that. And if you don't think you are a sinner, you have to thank God. So I opened the Bible and show him where the Bible pointed out our sins.
So,
God, I thank you that I have not committed sin or adultery.
啊,一样一样的叫他感谢,
one by one by one, and ask him to give thanks. When it comes to the sin of lying,
我说,我跟他带他祷告,上帝啊,我感谢你,我没有撒谎。
He was praying after me. He said, God, I thank you that I have not lied.
没有声音了吧?
Silence.
我说怎么了?
What happened? I said,
他把眼睛睁开了。
He opened his eyes.
他说这样讲我也是个罪人啊。
He said, in that case, I'm a sinner too.
这很奇怪的一件事啊。
Isn't that wonderful?
这很奇怪很奇怪的一件事。 这也就是为什么一个待人信徒不容易。
And that's why it's difficult to lead other people to Christ.
要叫他承认他自己，认识他自己是个罪人，这是很难的一件事。
It's most difficult to have other people acknowledge, admit they are sinners.
我在没有得救以前,
Before I was saved,
我最不喜欢听人讲道。
I really dislike preaching.
因为这些传道人一讲就把指头一指说你是个罪人,
because all these preachers, they always point their fingers to me and said, you are a sinner.
我想我没有杀人。
I said, I didn't commit any murder.
我也没抢人家,
I didn't rob anybody.
我也没有偷人家的东西,
didn't steal anything.
我怎么是个罪人呢?
How come I'm a sinner?
我拿我私下拿我父母的钱, 那个不算也是吗?
I said, just because I took a few dollars from my father's wallet,
not few dollars.
Just because I borrowed, quote unquote, some money from my parents, that didn't mean anything.
你知道为什么?
You know why?
因为我的父母只有我一个独生儿子。
Because I am the only son, only one in a child.
死了以后他们钱都是我的吗?
When they die, all they have are going to be mine anyhow.
活着拿他死了拿他有什么两样啊?
Whether I take it whether they're alive or after they die, what difference does it make?
我常常拿钱的。
I did it all the time.
我拿钱觉得好像没有事一样的。
And nothing to it.
我才没有得救以前就是这个样子，我觉得我是更好的人呢。
That's the way I was, and I felt that I was just doing fine.
第二次等到我真正的 recognize 我自己像这个人一样，那个时候救恩就领导我。
But only when I come to the point and I recognize I was just like this sick person, then the salvation came upon me.
如果一个人就他能够 refine 他自己，或者 reforming 他自己，我告诉你，救恩还是不能领导他的。
For someone who feels that he is able to refine or reform himself, he will never see salvation.
除非我们肯承认我们自己是个罪人。Only
if we can acknowledge that we are sinners.
主耶稣看见他，知道他病了许久。
Jesus, when he looked at him, knew that he has been sick for some time.
再问这个人病了多少年？
How many years?
38
years.
那主怎么来对他讲话?
And how did Jesus speak to him?
主怎么问他?
How did Jesus ask him?
你要痊愈吗?
Do you want to get well?
我请问你，主耶稣问这句话问的合不合道理?
Let me ask you, did Jesus ask a logical question?
这个人病了不是38个小时啊。
He wasn't sick for just 38 hours.
38个小时有人病的。
There are people who are sick for that long.
你懂得什么意思?
You know what I mean?
有的人喜欢病个，单单病一下。
Someone who just want to be sick for a little while.
特别是 housewife.
Especially housewives.
38小时可以的。
30 hours, I can put up with that.
为什么呢? 至少先生做做事。
At least my husband would be doing some of the chores.
38天就很长了。
But 38 days becomes long.
38年就不要讲了。
Not to mention 38 years.
耶稣跑来问他说，你要痊愈吗?
And Jesus came and asked him, do you want to get well?
我请问你，若是溺死他，你怎么说?
What would you have said if you were that person?
你说呢?
Tell me.
这个耶稣问的话问的有没有道理啊?
Did he ask a reasonable question?
若是我是那个人呢?
If I were that person,
你要我怎么说?
You know what I would have said?
你说呢?
What do you think?
对不对? 病了38年还问我要不要好啊?
You ask me if I want to get well after 38 years?
你觉得主耶稣问的话问得这么有道理啊?
And it's such a dumb question.
对不对?
Right?
哇,这个dumb是好厉害啊! 对不对啊? 这个问题没有问得不proper,不对嘛,不合理嘛?
It really is not a reasonable question.
对不对? 难道主耶稣就讲一句没有意义的话?
But would Jesus ask anything that's meaningless? But if you really think about it, you find that this is a very profound question.
我请问你,
let me ask you, if someone has been sick for 38 years,
而且在他那样的, situation,
in his kind of sort of situation,
他有下去,
every time he tried to get up, someone beat him to the water.
有没有人帮忙他下去?
No one was helping him.
换句话,他在这里就是 waiting the death call, 对不对?
He's waiting to die.
那么我请问你, 像这样的时候, 这个人怎么样?
What do you think the person has become?
他的那个要好的这个意志力有没有了?
Do you think he still had the desire to be well again?
The willpower
to 有没有? Be well again?
有没有? 没有了。
No, it's gone.
你知道一个人没有那个意志力的时候，什么东西就没希望了。
But you know, if someone doesn't have the will to live, then all is gone.
对不对呀?
Right?
你们年轻人读书也是一样的。
And same thing with you young people who are in school.
不管这个 course 是怎么难,
I don't care how tough that course is.
你说, I'm going to do it.
So I'm going to do it. You make it, right?
但是你说, 哎呀, 不行啊, this is just Greek to me.
And if you say, oh, forget it, this is all Greek to me. You'll never go through, be through college. Same thing with your marriage. Let me ask you, are there any marriages know of that has no problem?
Northern Ireland.
When I was preaching in Northern Ireland,
and
there's a minister there. He was like the Dr. John Song of China. He, when he preached, he scolded people. And God used him greatly. He passed away. And they took me to his grave. They told me a true story about
him.
So at that time, he was preaching to 2,000 or 3,000. And he said, if any sister here who has never quarreled with her husband after they got married, please stand up. And about a dozen stood up.
You have to work.
If you want your marriage to be workable, you have to work on it. But if you've lost the will or the willpower, then it becomes hopeless.
Marriage workable, you have to work.
If you want your marriage to be workable, you have to work on it. But if you've lost the will or the willpower, then it becomes hopeless. Some people always say to me, and that's why I had to step down from pastoring.
And
the toughest thing is to try to settle domestic problems, especially in the United States. These are all well-educated people. And so the argument always takes place after the kids have gone to bed at night. So usually they call me after midnight. I'm an early person. And it's tough to get phone calls and after midnight said, crying on the other end and said, I want to get a divorce. And first of all, the phone call always lasts at least an hour. I pastored for 52 years. And I've heard them all. It's all the same reason. So often I've fallen asleep before I finish listening to their conversation.
因为我睡觉会打鼾的。 真是很困难啊。 It's very difficult to be a pastor. 但是如果你没有那个 willpower to work, how can make your marriage workable? 对不对? 如果你没有意志力量, 你要去做这件事, 你怎么能够使你的这个婚姻能够做得好? 弟兄姊妹们, 这是非常要紧的一件事。
This is vital, brothers and sisters.
对你的灵命也是一样。
Same thing to your spiritual life.
你常常失败。
You often fail.
你失败到一个程度,你说, 哎呀, 没有希望的了。
Fail to the point that there's no hope.
我告诉你, 你再也不会翻身的日子。
Then I tell you, you will never rebound.
啊, 你必须要有种, 不行, 我一定能做到这件事。
You must have said, no, I'm not going to give up, I'm going to make it.
不是靠着我自己,
not by my own power,
是圣灵在我里面,
because, but there's a Holy Spirit in me.
十字架的灵量在我的里面,
and the power of the cross is in me.
这是很大的两样的事,
and this is a great difference.
这就是为什么主耶稣对他说,你要痊愈吗?
And that's why Jesus asked him, do you want to get well?
啊, 这个很要紧啊, 这个字如是,老翻的话, will thou be made whole? 啊? 你要不要 well? 你的真正的意志,你要不要好啊?
Do you still have the willpower to get well, to be healed?
在我的 imagination 里头,
and in my imagination,
我想象看见主耶稣那一天站在这个人的旁边,
and I can see Jesus standing by the side of this person.
弯下腰来,
he stooped down,
对他说,你要痊愈吗?
And I said, do you want to get well?
不要忘记,他说先生没有人。
Don't forget,
先生没有人,
he said, sir, no one helped me.
现在有没有人?
Are there any people there?
没有人照顾他, 没有人在乎他好不好, 你想想这个人还能活在这个世界上?
If no one really no one cared for him, no one attended his needs, do you think he would have been alive by that day?
他没有意义活在这个世界上。
Then there's no meaning to life.
他当主耶稣基督,哇,你要痊愈吗? 投一个信息, 让他知道, someone care about him.
But when Jesus asked a question, Do you want to get well? Then that's a message saying that someone cares about you.
对不对?
Right?
对不对? 我相信这句话语像一个太阳光一样的, warm him up.
I believe that question is like a ray of sunshine
对不对?
That warm him up immediately.
不但如此,
Not only that,
主耶稣知道他已经失去了意志的力量。
Jesus knew that he had lost the willpower to live.
所以问他说, 你要痊愈吗?
Do you want to get well?
他在他看起来, 若是一个人该在乎我, 好不好? 我要好的。
And to him, if one person cared about his well-being, then it's worth getting well.
感谢赞美主啊。
Thank God and praise him.
主耶稣知道他那个意志的力量没有了。所以先对他讲这话，把他的那个意志力量再挑起来，眺望起来。
Because Jesus knew about his situation, that he had lost the will to live, he asked the question to stir his heart up.
在他在还没有医好他以前。
And before he healed him,
这是感谢神啊。
We thank God.
我读到这里，我心里真高兴啊。
Then my heart really rejoiced for him.
所以我们有这位主。
This is the kind of God that we have.
你不必去看那个心理治疗的人哦。
You don't have to go to psychiatrist.
花六十块钱、一百块钱、二十分钟坐在那里，都讲二十分钟，你讲完了还要付他五十块钱。
And to spend $60 to $80 an hour for a session of 20 minutes and just to blurt out what's in your heart and then you pay him.
除非你不懂得我的主有多大的力量。
Unless you do not know how much power my Lord has.
感谢赞美主。
And we thank God and praise.
我信主一生，这件事对我来讲是一个 reality， 是一个实际。
And it's a reality to me. It's a fact to me that He is my Lord all my life.
你们都知道，这个传道人是一生要读书的。
You all know that the ministers have to study all their lives.
你们急的人可以马虎一点，我们传道人不行的。
The rest of you might want to relax. You can afford to relax a bit, but not the ministers.
但我呢是最不爱读书。
And yet, I don't like to study.
Before 我在我没得救以前，我认为读书的人是世界上最笨的人。
Before I was saved, I always thought that those who hit the books are the most stupid people.
啊，这个聪明人不读书的。
Smart people don't need to study.
所以我有一首诗 ，half Chinese, half English， 一首诗代表我没有信主以前怎么样的不喜欢读书。
And I, in fact, I wrote a little poem to describe my mentality about study before I was saved.
啊，一半中文，一半英文的。
It's a half Chinese, half English.
是啊，人生本是 to play， 何必天天 study？只要功课能 pass， 分屏到手就 happy。
So this needs no interpretation.
我从来就不爱念书的。
I'm never crazy about studying.
所以读书对我来讲是很困难的一件事。
So to me, it's a tough thing to do.
我认为这个凳子上有钉子的，那个床铺里有钉子的，我坐十分钟要站起来的。
And to me, it's like the chairs has nails in them, and I couldn't sit there for more than 10 minutes before I get up.
我不能坐下来的。
I couldn't afford to sit down for very long.
但是我信主，我传道人要读书的。
But as a preacher, I had to study.
我感谢神。
I thank God.
当我得救以后
，After I was saved,
我知道当知道我的人生怎么走。
I knew the direction of my life.
我知道我要做什么事。
I knew what I was to do.
他就给我这个力量，让我成全我这个读书的人。
Then he gave me the power, the strength, and made me be.Able to settle down and study.
你们哪一个人 quote 圣经有一句话，那个 strong will 的话，对我基督来讲了不起的一句话，哪一个人 quote 在哪里？是保罗讲的。
And there's a verse that you can quote from what Paul said about a strong will person.
我讲的 strong will 不是那个吵架的 strong will 啊。OK， 哪一个人晓得
？Who knows the verse？
在腓立比书。
Philippians，
总该晓得了吧？第四章的，那这个更晓得了吧
？Chapter four, okay.
啊，哎，靠着那加给我力量的主，凡事都能做。
And I can do all things in Christ who give me strength.
懂了吧
？Know that?
很要紧的一件事。
It's important phrase.
主耶稣基督真是真了解这个人呐。
Then Jesus indeed knew this person.
他在对他说：“你要痊愈吗
？”And he asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
啊，真好啊，好不好
？How wonderful,
好不好？
Isn't it wonderful?
你们好像不受感动一样的。
I don't think you're really touched.
大概昨天晚上没睡好。
Maybe you didn't have a good night's sleep.
对呢，他失去了意志力量，主 restore him， 能把他能够恢复过来，多好的一件事。
For someone who has lost the will to live, now Jesus has restored that. Isn't that wonderful?
所以当主耶稣叫他拿起褥子来走，他立刻就站起来了。
And when she said, get up and pick up your mat and walk, and he did it. He did it. Thank God, thank God.
好的不得了啊。
It's wonderful.
好，现在我最后一个问题。
Now it's my last question.
当他回答主说，先生啊，水冻的时候没有人帮我下去，我又下去，人比我先下去了。
And he said, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water stirred. While I was trying to get in, someone else go down ahead of me.
如是你是耶稣,
if you were Jesus,
你怎么答复他?
How would have answered him?
不要看神,
don't look at the Bible.
No, 不要看神, 如是有人对你讲说,
if someone had said it to you, what, how would you have answered?
啊? No, 你先看了圣经不稀奇了, 我请问你，你仔细想一想，若是有个人对你这么讲，你对他说什么？
If someone has said it to you, how would you have responded?
若是你们讲英文啊，年轻人讲英文，哎，Oh, poor man, I'm sorry. Is that what you say? 对不对？啊，我们中国人说，哎呀，真可怜啊，真可怜，啊，真可怜，对不对？你还有什么话讲？
What else could you say except, oh, poor guy?
不要忘记啊，他已经 poor 的。若是你说是 poor man， 他更 poor
的。He was poor already, poor man already. So don't reinforce his belief.
已经很可怜了。你说可怜的人呢，他更可怜了。So
he doesn't need any further reinforcement that he was a poor man.
若是坐牢了，在美国这个样子了，对不对？
If he was in the United States, he probably would have pointed a gun to his own head.
在日本嘛，这个样子了。
In Japan, he would have done this. Or in Taiwan, he would put a rope around his neck.
我请问你，人能说什么？
What could he have said? What could man have said to this man?
这就是为什么英国 counseling 只有 limited.
And that's why counseling could only go so far.
不管是 from medical term 来讲，或者是从这个心理的治疗来讲，无论哪一边，它是 limited.
Whether you're looking from the medical or from the psychiatric point of view, it's limited what man could do.
当一个人服侍教会52年,
when someone has served the church for 52 years,
我可以告诉你,
I can tell you,
有多少人困难带到我面前的时候，我什么话都讲不出来，我只有陪他流眼泪。
There are a lot of cases when people brought their problems to me, and there's nothing that I was able to do except to shed tears with them.
除了这个，我没有第二条路走。
I had no other way.
我常常感觉到我这口崩湿。And
I felt that I was so tongue-tied.
这些人需要安慰的时候，我无法安慰。I
had no way to comfort them when they needed comfort.
能说什么呢？
What could I have said to them?
但主耶稣怎么给他讲呢？
But how did Jesus respond?
哎呀，你真可怜啊！我今天来特别来帮你忙的。主耶稣没怎么讲。
Did he say that? Oh, poor guy. I'm here just to help you today.
主耶稣没怎么讲。
Did he say that? No.
主耶稣对他怎么讲？
What did Jesus say?
哎，你们大家讲。
What do you say?
起来，拿你的肉去走吧。
Get up, pick up your mat and walk.
我请问你，主耶稣讲这话合理不合理啊？
Let me ask you, was it a reasonable thing for Jesus to say?
躺在那里还叫他起来？
He was lying flat out there, and he asked him to get up.
我可以告诉各位，主的话语的意义和深，是叫我们每一个人真的觉得很惊奇。
And the reason Jesus said that maybe it was just to give us all a surprise.
头一件事我们至少了解。
First thing we understood.
主耶稣讲的话语是积极的，没有消极的。
And what he says always positive, not negative.
可怜的人真可怜。
He didn't say poor guy, poor man.
他从来不讲这话。
He never said that.
所以全部的圣经我会向你挑战。
And I can challenge you to look through the whole Bible.
你整个的信仰我给你挑战。
The entire New Testament.
主耶稣从来没有讲过一句消极的话语。
Jesus never said anything negative.
他所有的话语都是积极的。
Every statement was positive.
就是在患难中的时候说的话也是积极的。
Even in the middle of disaster, he said he was positive.
他说我就是在患难中，我们也是怎么样？ 哎，你们这几个人讲的？啊，大家讲怎么什么？啊？神经病。Even
in the midst of tribulation, we rejoiced.
不是神经病，患难还是欢欢喜喜的。
Isn't that crazy? To rejoice in tribulation?
怎么我今天都不能够 move you 啊，不能够感动你啊，对不对？那在患难之中啊，还能够欢欢喜喜的。
How could I ever rejoice in tribulation?
我告诉你啊，
Let me tell you，
很奇怪的一件事，
A strange thing，
圣经里面没有一句话是消极的。
There's not a single negative statement in the Bible。
感谢赞美主啊，
And thank God and praise him。
啊，我们基督徒在神的面前所领受的是实在是积极的。
Everything we receive from God are indeed positive.
请你们不要误会，我今天在这讲的不是讲那个成功的福音，就是那些现在咱们在电视上叫做你只要到耶稣面前来，你做生意成功，你读书成功。No. 圣经里面给我们有基督徒有苦难的。
Let me caution you that I'm not here to preach the success gospel. That if you come to Jesus, then your business will prosper, you will become wealthy. No, but the Bible talks about tribulation and suffering.
这样的人是 miss half of the truth.
Those people, they miss half of the truth.
但是就是说我们在患难中的时候也是积极的。
And yet, we are saying that even in the midst of tribulation, we still stay positive, thank God.
我昨天对一个弟兄讲。
Yesterday, I was speaking to a brother.
我说弟兄啊，若是你身体不好，你不要想到你身体不好。
I said, if you don't feel well, don't dwell on that thought.
你若是真的相信主，你不要把你的思想摆在那个上面。
If you really believe in Christ, do notconcentrate your thought on that sickness. And I was witness to him. I had two heart attacks. And though the heart attack patients, one thing they are really afraid of is death. Because if the heart stops, then you're a goner. And that's the most important organ. So we're really afraid of dying. And after I recovered from the heart attack, someone said to my wife, and he said, the heart attack patients, they can live no longer than 5 years. And the way your husband preaches on the pulpit, one day he's going to drop on the platform. And it scared my wife. So she followed me everywhere I went. She didn't come this time. She's not afraid anymore. It's been 30 some years. Thank God. I can give you a testimony. Because God is in me. And I have a positive outlook for this. So I want to thank God for that. I preach the same way even at my age. I thank God and praise Him. Because your platform is too flimsy. So I didn't dare to walk too hard on it. Because if I walked, it would start squeaking. Because I remember one thing. That my life is in His hand. And if He wants me to die, I cannot live. But if He wants me to live, I will not die. So why do I care about my heart? He made it in the first place. He healed me. I'm sure He will keep me. I never thought about that I was sick at one time. I can tell you this. And you know what my grandson said to me? So he wants to take his son to come see me. You know what he said to his father? He said that my grandfather, after he's retired, he still rises up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And the
American concept of retirement is to sit in a rocking chair, take it easy, and enjoy a coffee while watching TV. I still get up at 4 o'clock, study the Bible, and go about my chores. And this is what I said to him.
I wasn't retired, I was recharged.
I said, I'm not retired, I'm being recharged. Thank God. Nothing is negative to me. Even in tribulation, it's also still positive. Isn't that wonderful? Is it great? Now get a little bit of response. Still some long faces. You will truly rejoice if you grasp its message. And not only that, Jesus said to him, He didn't say, just get up and walk. He said, get up and pick up your mat and walk. It wasn't enough for that he just get up and walk. Why did he tell him to pick up his mat? Seemed to be unnecessary, right? If you had been there and watching this happening, okay. Then you have known the meaning. He was there flat for 38 years. He was lying on the mat for 38 years. And now you get up and walk and pick up your mat instead. What's the difference?
从前是这个 mattress carried him, 对不对？
Used to be the mat that carried his weight.
现在呢？
Now he's carrying the weight.
看见这个不同吧？
Of the mat.
看见没有？
See the difference?
他把那个褥子砍，搞起来了。
Now he's carrying what used to carry him.
可以看见哪一个人同主接错？
And you see that when someone comes into contact with Jesus' life,
在他的生命中发生一件事。
Then something happened in his own life.
什么事呢？
What things?
生命的改变。
The change of life.
对不对？
Right?
生命的改变。
The change of life.
完全改变。
It's a total change.
从前他的人生靠着这个褥子的。
His life used to depend on the mat.
现在他把褥子拿起来走。
Now the mat is at his disposal.
一般的人来讲，我们都是靠着环境生活的。
Most of us, in general, most of us live by an environment.
哈，如果环境好，我们就快乐。
If everything is fine going well, then we are happy.
环境不好，我们就不快乐。
Otherwise, we are miserable.
哈，到晚上睡觉的时候，我讲这个是魔鬼占为食仓。
And they start your moaning and groaning when you go to bed at night. That's what I call the devil's song of praise.
啊，我们基督徒也是一样啊。
There's no exceptions to Christians.
我们好多基督徒是这个样子的。
A lot of Christians do that.
我是环境好，礼拜天出来就，一进礼拜堂，小眯眯的，但是啊，感谢主啊，早早早。
On Sunday morning, if everything's going fine, then we are all smile, we're shaking hands with everybody.
若是一天不好啊
，If there's something went wrong,
进到礼拜堂，人家说 Good morning.
If someone said Good morning when you entered the church,
it's like,
oh, okay.
我就是被环境的。
And we're controlled by the environment.
感谢神啊。
But thank God.
如果你真正有这个生命在里面的话，
If you truly have this life in you,
我们是 live beyond 这个环境，
then we must live beyond and
above
the environment.
感谢赞美主啊！
We thank and praise God.
环境不好，
when the environment not treating us well,
我们一样的赞美主啊！
We praise Him just the same.
虽然今天下雨，
when it's raining outside,
that tomorrow is another sunny day.
But tomorrow we another sunny day.
有一天呢，
the one day,
我的孙女儿给我一个 comment.
My granddaughter gave me this comment.
特别是在夏令会的时候。
That was during the retreat time.
我们一家人坐在一起。
We stayed in one place.
讲到这个 age， 讲到年龄的时候。
We talk about the subject of age.
那个是她大概九岁。
And she was about 9 at that time.
她就说 ，Grandpa， 她说你是已经是 over the mountain.
And she said to me, said, "Grandpa, you're over the hill."
你懂得这什么意思啦？我要死了嘛。
That means I'm on my way to the deathbed.
哇，我们他就常常就给我讲这话。
And he repeated to me.
弟兄姊妹们，我就发现一件什么呢？
And you know what I found out?
我发现主的道理在他的生命中改变。
And I found out that the way of the Lord has caused a change in her life.
因为他看见我不像个 over the mountain.
And she saw me as something different, not over the hill.
什么东西在这个 grandpa 里头啊？
There's something in grandpa's life.
最近我们这个五十年的这个 anniversary 的时候，他流泪眼泪做见证。
And at our golden anniversary celebration, she gave a testimony in tears.
感谢赞美主。
We thank God and praise Him.
我看这个生命在他里头改变。
And see that her life is taking a great change.
哪一个人到主的面前来？
When someone comes to the Lord,
在这个有主的生命在里面的时候，
when the Lord's life is working in her,
弟兄姊妹们，这个 changing renewing 不是一次的。
It's not just a one-time renewing experience.
若是你们懂得这个字在原文是个现在时，表明是 continually， 是继续不断的 renew。
And the word renewal in the original language is in the present tense means it goes on and on and on.
不单是那些没有得救人到主的面前来生命改变。
It's not just those who are unsaved that come to the Lord and have their lives changed.
若是我懂你做基督徒，从前三一年以前这样，现在还是这样，你有没有 something wrong？ 你有不对的地方？
And if, when you and I as Christians, if we were one like that a year ago, we're still the same way today, there's something wrong in our lives.
若是神的话领导你，
if God's word is guiding you,
你常会发现你有不对的地方，
then you oftentimes we find out what's wrong in you.
你就会感觉到主啊，你要remind me, I need the changing.I need this renewing.
Then you automatically will ask God to remind you that you need to change, you need to grow. And it's just the same with all of us. Even at my great age, I've been serving the Lord for so many years. There's not one day to pass without me praying before the Lord that way.
我们的心是完全靠着我的 mind.
Our heart depends on our mind.
神在改变我们心的时候，他心 renewing 我们的 mind.
When he renews our heart, he renews our minds.
我们的想法, 我们的 value system.
The way we think, our value system.
我们需要神一天一天地帮我们 plant our feet on the higher ground.
And he has to plant our feet on higher ground
真的,
each and every day.
感谢神啊,
Thank God.
你同他接触,
and when you come into contact with him, he will always change you.
哎呀,你看见这个人的时候,真高兴啊,
and he said, okay, well, look at this guy. He's also jolly.
啊, 他本来, 在那个,
look at this guy. He's still lying under the mat. And now he's carrying the mat walking around.
More than that. 比这个还有多?
But there's more than that.
为什么主会叫他把那个mattress拿起来?
Why did Jesus ask him to pick up the mat?
总不是够了吗?
It's not enough to just get up and walk? No.
主知道他不够。
No, Jesus knew it takes more than that.
假定这个是我的mattress,
啊? Suppose that's my mattress.
主的是叫我说起来走。
And Jesus said, get up and walk.
我起来走。
So I got up and walked.
我请问你有个什么危险?
What's the danger?
对了,有回去。 再躺在那个老炉子上的可能有没有?
There's a possibility that he will go 有没有? Back. And, hey, that's my old mat. And he will lie down there again.
有没有?
Is it such a the danger?
有啊,
yes.
这就是为什么教会里看见很多的人来了以后就不来了。
And that's why so many people that have come to the church and then did not return.
啊, 到哪里去了?
Where did they go?
礼拜天到哪里去了?
Where did they go on Sundays?
懂了吧? 懂我这个意思了吧?
You know what that is, right?
不见了。
He disappeared.
为什么呢?
Why?
他又回到那个老路市上去了。
Back to his old ways.
啊, 回到哪里去了嘛?
He was back there.
所以主说, no, 不但是起来, 要拿你的肉吃走吧。
Not only get up, but also pick up your mat and walk.
所以他再不回去躺在那里。
He will never return to the same spot on
主,
his mat.
主要证据我们, 他是完全的, complete, 他是实在的, whole.
And when Jesus wins us over, he wins us whole and complete. And if he heals us, he not only commanded us to get up,
backsliding, 那个 possibility, 都要把它拿掉,
he even burned up bridges for us. But so many Christians, after they got up and walked, they left the mat behind.
哎呀,
oh, so dangerous. They would refuse to deal with that. They refused to deal with the mat they used to lie on for so many years. They left it there.
危险啊,
it was danger.
我在教会服侍这么多年,我是在看见教会,沉沉浮浮的人太多了。
And I've seen so many people that go up and they went down, they came up and went down again.
不要讲一般的信徒,就叫传道人吧。
Let's not talk about just the ordinary believer. Let's talk about the ministers. There are many of ministers of my generation. But right now, a lot of them they have passed away, but a lot of them have also drifted away.
不久,
maybe not too long from now, you invited Paul Shen to come and preach, and
不是,
he disappeared.
不是我不传道了,
not that I don't want to preach again.
我到那边去了,
but maybe I've been called home, 啊, and he won't have me again.
为什么那么多人不见了?
Why so many have them disappeared?
有多少人就是没有把炉子拿起来啊?
But so many of them is because they forgot to pick up their mat.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你们的题目是更丰盛的生命。
Your theme is more abundant life.
你们已经得救了,
you are saved.
你们已经有生命了,
you have the life.
你也起来了,
and you have gotten up.
啊, 你真是能走路了,
you are walking.
但是我请问你一件事,
but let me ask you one thing.
你的肉质呢?
Where is your mat?
我不晓得你的肉质是什么,
I don't know what your mat was.
我不知道你的这个不好的嗜好是什么,
I don't know what the bad habits you might have had.
我不知道你的隐藏的注意是什么,
I don't know what your hidden sins might be.
我不晓得,
I don't know.
主知道的,
but the Lord knows.
你也是知道的,
and you know.
就是因为这些,
and because of that,
常常是你沉浮,
that's why you're leading life just like a roller coaster.
你不能够过一个丰富生命的基督徒,
and you could never, you couldn't be a Christian with an abundant life.
我到香港去讲道,
I was preaching in Hong Kong.
那个时候我在台湾,
at that time, my home was in Taiwan.
虽然我到了美国回台湾,
even though I've been to the States and return,
但是香港的人看我们台湾人是打雷,
but the Hong Kong looks as a strange eye, like a hillbilly.
他们香港的信徒啊，很喜欢请传道人吃饭。
Now the Christians in Hong Kong, they love to treat the ministers to dinner in the restaurant.
吃了饭以后呢，他喜欢 show off 他的这个 apartment 多漂亮。
And after that, they will show off the beautiful decor in their apartment.
香港的人很会装饰的，很会decoration.
Let me tell you, the people in Hong Kong, they know how to do it.
有一个基督徒请我去吃饭。
And a Christian invited me for dinner.
一个房间一个房间一个房间去看。
And then show me one room after another.
有一个房间六尺八一六尺。
There's a room that's about 6 by 6, not very large, very small room.
有一个冷气机。
And has an air conditioner.
中间有个方台子，有四个椅子。
There's a small table in the middle and with four chairs.
我问他这个房间做什么的？
And I said, what is this room for, by the way?
他说这房间是我太太的朋友们来吃点心的。
Oh, he said, that's where my wife entertains her friends for afternoon tea.
但我一看不对。
And something didn't register right.
我说这个是你，因为他上海人，他懂得我的上海的暗语。我说这个是你的太太请你的家里的朋友来吃螺豆糕。你们上海的那个螺豆糕啊，同那个排的形状是一个样子，所以上海人不叫打排，叫吃螺豆糕。
And I gave him a hand in our slang because he is from the same general area than I was from. I said, no, that's a place that you do certain kind of activity with, right?
No, play mahjong.
我晓得。
Okay, 那么他听见我讲嘛，他笑得可不得了。他说你怎么知道的呀？
And he couldn't help but start laughing. He said, how did you guess?
我说你怎么个房间一个方桌子四个椅子，不是打牌做什么？
And I said, we have a room with a table and four chairs. If not for mahjong, would have been four.
他说你对，你说得很对。
He said, you're absolutely right.
他说我们信主半年。
He said, we've been Christian for about 6 months.
半年以前这个房间实在是打牌的房间。
He said, 6 months ago, this room indeed was a room for mahjong.
但现在我们不打。
But we don't do that anymore.
我说不打，你也得把它改变了。
He said, that's not quite enough. You have to change the layout of this room.
我说这就是你的褥子。
And this is your mat.
老师，你不把它拿起来，你回来打了。
And if you don't get rid of it, someday you will return to the mahjong table.
那怎么办呢？
Then what are you supposed to do?
他就问我。
So he asked me.
我说我帮你忙改变它。
So I help you. I'll change it.
我帮他把这个台子拿出来。
So I took out a card table.
我换几个凳子摆在里头。
And put a few chairs in there.
摆一个小桌子上面摆的花，摆一个圣经，摆几本赞美诗。
And I put a small coffee table with a hymn book and a Bible.
我在那个房间里带他做个祷告。
And I let him to pray in that room.
How about to change that room to a prayer room?
And change the room into a prayer room.
我带他做祷告。
We pray together.
感谢赞美主。
And thank God.
那个弟兄和姊妹那一天把他们的褥子拿起来了。
That day, that the brother and his wife they pick up their mat.
你的褥子呢？
Where's your mat?
我低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣基督，在我们中间运行的圣灵，谢谢你让我们有机会在这一同分享主的话。主啊，你的话语是灵，是生命。你当时对这个人说的话语都要紧，都深得意你，谢谢你。若是我们今天有人像这个人一样起来了，他如此没拿起来的话，求你今天感动我们。 Father, we thank you for the message today. Thank you for the sayings that thou had in this miracle, so deep and so profound with teachingsWe are so thankful for the messages thou give us today through this portion of Bible. If anyone among us like this man raised up, but the mattress is still left there, may thy Holy Spirit move not only upon us, but move in us individually. Make this summer conference become a turning point of our spiritual life.主啊，求你使这一个夏令会成为我们基督徒生命的转捩点，让我们真能过一个得胜的生活啊！若是我们中间有人还没把这个褥子拿起来的，但你的圣灵光照帮助，听我们的祷告，谢谢主，谢谢你，因为你让我们听见你的声音。但你圣灵继续的在我们心中做工，一直等到你的工作成就在我们生命里面。 才会低头祷告的时候，哪一位弟兄，哪一位姊妹？
While we're praying, if any brothers and sisters,
你觉得主的话语对你讲话？
Feel that the Lord has spoken to you?
在你的生命某一个地方，有一些弟兄姊妹拿起来。
And there are mats in certain corners of your life that you have not picked up.
你的个性，你的习惯，隐藏的思想。
Or is your personality, or your thought life, or something hidden?
你实在在主面前不能隐藏的。
That you really are not to try to hide before the Lord.
你愿意拿起来。
And you want to pick it up now.
在主的十字架面前对付它。
And deal with it before the cross of Jesus Christ.
若是有这样的人。
If there's such a person,
你在主的面前有个表示。
And you want to make an indication before the Lord.
不是对我。
Not to me.
我不过是一个无用的仆人。
I'm but a useless servant.
我只有为你祷告。
I can only pray for you.
但你向主的心是要紧的。
But it's important what your heart is like before the Lord.
若是有这样的话，你可以举起个手来向主说：“主啊，我举起个手来表示，我愿意你把我这个炉子拿起来。”谢谢主。
If you want to make such a commitment before the Lord, raise your hand.
谢谢主，谢谢主。好，杜伟，放下去。还有没有？
Are there any others?
还有没有？哦，感谢神。还有没有？
Any others?
年轻人中间有哪一位？
Any of you young people?
You are Christian, but you know something wrong in your heart. You need, yeah, praise the Lord. You need that point. You need to be dealt today. Through the cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, raise your hand, put down. God bless you. Yeah. Any others? Among the young people? Shall we all stand up and pray?
我们一同起立祷告。
天父，我们真是感恩，看见我们人对你的话语有回应。
Oh Father, how we give you thanks when we see these people, they are responding to your word.
这不是你仆人讲道，那是你话语的信息。
It's not the message preached, but it's rather you've been speaking to them.
感谢你。
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，你是创始的，你是成终的，你是开头的，你是结束的。
Father, we thank you for you are Alpha and you are the Omega.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
你在我们中间开始做工，你继续做工。
You have started a good work, you continue to work good work.
让我们这几天白白的废掉。
And let us not waste these few days.
纪念今天晚上的聚会。
And through the message, the meeting tonight.
求主与我们同在。
We ask you to be with us.
保佑那些在路上要来的弟兄姊妹。
And ask you to protect those who are on their way.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.